This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, today I'm with Grand Chief Derek Nepinak of the Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs. Thanks for joining Nation Talk today.
Amigwetch, Don, for having me on your show.
What tops your agenda this year for the AFN-AGA?
Well, what tops the agenda for us coming out of Manitoba, and it's been well publicized, is our Road to Niagara, returning to the spirit and intent of treaty. And that is really about empowerment, looking beyond the Indian Act, looking outside the Indian Act, and taking back some of the core fundamentals of establishing, you know, self-determination and self-governance under the principles identified in the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People and other legal instruments, such as our treaties, for example.
Thank you. What does the word reconciliation mean to you? It gets thrown around an awful lot. I just want your thought.
Well, I think before there can be any reconciliation or discussion about what that might mean, we've got to get to truth and we have to get to healing. And healing means decolonization, where I come from. And so many of our families are still struggling in the aftermath of residential schools, social problems, social challenges, addiction. We're struggling with those things. And before we can talk about what reconciliation means, we have to come to grips with the tragedy that happened to our parents, our grandparents, and generations before in the residential schools. And we're still trying to work our way through that. Sometimes those challenges manifest in different ways. Sometimes people don't know why we face addiction. They don't know why we go through family breakdown. Well, a lot of it is tied to that residential school experience, and we have to, you know, engage as individuals and families in healing ourselves first before we talk about reconciliation.
The theme for this year's AGM is gaining momentum. Do you feel the TRC calls to action, are they being addressed? Would you say they're gaining momentum?
I think that, you know, it's similar in line to the last question you had about reconciliation, is that we have to look at TRC recommendations and we have to make determinations amongst ourselves. Are we ready to engage in those discussions, which are going to lead towards the implementation of these recommendations? We can't rely on government or big government to do all the work for us. We've got to be willing to take our chunk and our share of the workload and to be able to task it out, you know, as unified Indigenous nations across the country to effect, you know, these TRC recommendations and truly build the momentum that we feel we need to at this time.
Now, what would you say your role as Grand Chief is the most challenging for you today? What do you find?
Well, I've said it before, the most challenging aspects of my responsibility lie in the fact that all of our communities are in some kind of crisis. Every day there's a crisis happening to an individual or a family or something going on in our community, whether it be at the health center or at the band office. There's a crisis happening in each and every one of our communities. It's hard to collectively move forward when there's crises happening all across the board. And I'd say that that's probably one of the biggest challenges, is getting that unity amongst our leadership to get us all moving in the same direction at the same time to make those changes. But I don't blame leadership for that. I think that this is a very, very multifaceted and nuanced challenge that we have ahead of us to deal with the healing and to get moving in the right direction together.
Well, as a member of the Pegwas First Nation, I certainly thank you for the work you do. Any closing thoughts?
The Road to Niagara message that we bring here to Niagara is not about imposing ourselves or our will, you know, on the shoulders of our friends and our neighbors and our relatives. We're humble messengers who are here, you know, from our communities back home. We've got the ball in motion when it comes to disengaging from the Indian Act. We believe in empowerment and restoring the true intentions behind our treaty relationship. We're going to push these issues as much as we can. We're here out of kindness, out of respect, to share the messaging that we've created. And we want to see and work with like-minded people and see what we can collectively you know, do in the coming months and years with this new government in place.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.